Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it, too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to ViaHemp, ViaHemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, Season 8 star Emily Bieberle is on the podcast. You know her with Emily and Kobe. Aren't these two the new Jenny and Sumi? Everybody loves them. Everyone's obsessed with them. They're currently in Cameroon. Emily's having a tad of a meltdown because Kobe had a girlfriend, apparently, when they met in China and fell in love. You know, was the guy double dipping? What can you say? He didn't know he was going to meet the love of his life in China, and he had somebody on standby back in Cameroon. Can you blame the guy? She can if you're watching the show. Anyhow, she sat down with me 2023 to give this interview right after they had come off the season of 90 Day Fiancé Season 9. And she clears up a bunch of rumors. So she really clarifies that she and Kobe are not living off of her parents. They're living with, but they are not living off. She also wants to make some corrections. If you recall the story of how they got engaged and she hated the engagement ring... Honestly, I can't hate her for that because I would have done the same. And she also reveals they just had their third child, but are they trying for a fourth? She tells you in this interview how many kids she wants to have. So enjoy Emily from 90 Day Fiancé. Oh my God, we finally made it happen. I am obsessed with this woman. Look, I loved you and Kobe on 90 Day Fiancé. Emily is here from 90 Day Fiancé. Hopefully we're going to get a pop-in from our guy Kobe here at some point. But, oh my God, Emily, it's so good to meet you.
I'm so happy to be here. I saw that clip of yours on our wedding, and it had me crying laughing. I was like, I need to follow her. Like, who is she? And I listen to your podcast, like, every time I work out, I don't even watch half the shows that you podcast about, but, like, I just love listening to you talk. It's so funny. You are so funny.
Well, look, you guys were incredible on this season of 90 Day Fiancé. Although I had actually just seen something where you said like you stopped watching, right? Because you kind of like cringed watching yourself back on camera.
Yeah, I probably honestly watched like 3 episodes. Our wedding episode, and our wedding episode and the tell-all. So
yeah. Okay, tell us this. Did you have any idea? I mean, look, I adored you. Your parents were fucking a riot. Kobe clearly was like so in love with you. You loved Kobe. Look, if my parents were giving me money, like I would be taking all of it. I was like loving everything about you. But I mean, you kind of became like one of the fan villains. I mean, at what point did you realize that? And did that bother you?
Yeah. So I think I realized it when I told Kobe we should go on a date night instead of like meeting Coben right away. Because in my head, and I kind of explained it at the tell-all where I was like, you know, like this was our one chance really to be together, because once he was with Coben, like I didn't want to take him away from Coben. And I had been with Coben for 17 months. Like, I honestly could not wait for him to, like, take Coben, you know, and, like, do all of the things. So, really, I was like, it's just one more night. Like, you know, I didn't see it as a terrible idea, but wow, did America hate it. I mean, people hated me. They hated me after that. And it bothered me for a good, like, I would say a couple of days. Like, it really, like, got under my skin and really bothered me. And Kobe was so supportive because he was like, oh, my gosh, like, you know I love you. Like, you love me, you know. So it bothered me, you know, for 48 hours, and I got over it.
And bothered you in what way? Did it make you think, oh, my God, that was a really bad idea? Or just, I can't believe what people are saying about me? Like, this is, maybe it was a bad idea to share our lives on reality TV. Like, how did it bother you?
Oh, it bothered me because I know I'm a really likable person. And so, like, the comments, oh, my gosh, Sarah, the comments on my page were so bad. I think I turned them off for like a couple episodes because they were so nasty. Like, and I would, you know, I would turn off my notifications and I wouldn't even look at it. But like, sometimes you just can't help to like, you know, like, what are people saying? And oh my gosh, people are so mean. And I was like, people are so, like, I told Kobe, I'm like, I would never go to someone's page and leave a comment, even if I didn't like them. Like, people were so mean to me. And I mean, I can't say that I disagree with some of them, because some of the things that I had done, like, yes, I was a little, you know, snotty and I have an attitude, but also
I loved it.
I know. I'm like, leave me alone. Like, I'm, you know, Kobe would have left me if I really was terrible all the time.
And okay, so, you know, at the tell-all, I thought you did a good job. You stood your ground. I mean, I was kind of with America in that moment. You know, I have an 18-month-old son, and like, I know, you know, that bond of seeing your child, you know, you wanted that so quickly for Kobe, but you stood your ground at the tell-all, and now having it be a year plus later, I mean, are you guys happy that you had that night together, or like, now you would totally change your mind? Where are you at with that? That was a big moment in the season.
So I would probably, I mean, I'm happy we did it. I think Kobe's happy too. Now we have 2 kids. When do we ever get alone time? It never happens. So, you know, and I'm like, it wasn't like I took you away for a week. I took you away for one day. And I think it really did help, like, you know, connect our chemistry, because it had been so long. I did look a lot different, and I don't know, I think we would do it again. I would probably just tell him in advance and be like, is it okay, instead of pick him up and right away be like, we're gonna go screw in the hotel.
You guys were having hot sex in the hotel. We were so glad for that. I mean, look, in hindsight, it worked out, right? I mean, it worked out. You guys have Scarlett now. I mean, everything is good.
Yeah, everything's, I mean, we're not allowed to have any more babies until we move out. So, you know, but.
Okay, is that what David and Lisa have told you?
Well, you know, my mom on Instagram, someone asked her that the other day. And she goes, well, if it happens, it happens. I was like, what? No, that's what my husband told me.
Oh.
And I tell myself that too. I'm like, no babies until we move out. Yeah, we can't. No.
How many kids do you guys think you want to have?
Oh, man. When I first met Kobe, he was like, I want to beat my dad's record, which is 10 kids. And I come from 5. I was like, I'm not having 10. But I would have like 4 or 5 for sure. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, you need to go for 10. I mean, someone has to replace John and Kate plus 8 on TLC, on the network. I mean, you guys could be it. You two should go for, I mean, maybe 13 is like, 13 is my lucky number. I mean, I would love to see this. Okay, so lots more kids in the works once you guys have your own place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which we're looking for right now.
All right, bring us up to speed. I mean, there was so much controversy all season long. When is Emily going to move out? I mean, how are her parents not kicking her out of the house? Kobe wanted to take over your dad's business. Oh, my God. I was living for every minute of you two. Okay, give us the update. What do you and Kobe both do for work now? And, like, what's the timeline of getting your own place?
Okay. So Kobe is a QC at a construction company, and he works like all the time, overtime. Like some days he's gone 7 to 8 or 7 to 10, like he's gone all the time. I just stay home with the kids right now, but I did, like, I want to clarify, there is a difference of like living with your parents and living off of your parents, where Kobe and I do live with my parents, but like we definitely pull our own weight. Like I do all the cooking. Like I cook dinner every night. I do the dishes. I do the cleaning. Kobe like helps my mom with the animals. If my dad's like, we need to re-roof the barn, Kobe's like, sure, let's do it. You know, like it's not like we sit downstairs and have our parents just cater to us. You know, we pay rent and we do pull our weight around the house, which I think a lot of people, you know, we're just like, she's so spoiled. She has no money. I'm like, I live with my parents. I've worked since I was 14. All I do is save my money. Like, why do you think I have no money? Like, all I do is save my money, you know? So yeah, but our timeline, we're looking for a place now. I mean, ideally, anytime we find somewhere, it just sucks. My parents' location is so nice, like in the country.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And I'm like, I don't want to live in town. And now it's really hard to find places like that, you know, with a couple of acres. So we're just looking.
Girl, live there as long as you can. I loved your parents. Tell me about your parents. Did they love being on television? I mean, they were hysterical. They would sit there and they would say, that's it. We're giving Emily and Kobe these ultimatums. And then the next week they'd be like, well, we're going to pay for the entire wedding. And you know, I mean, it was so good. I adored your parents. I loved the entire family dynamic. And your sister... Okay, tell us about your parents. How did they feel about being on TV? Because what was interesting is they truly seemed authentically themselves on television. And I wondered, you know, that's good and bad. Sometimes, like, it was wonderful they had no media training, but then I was like, oh, I wonder how they feel looking back.
Yeah, well, my mom, like way back when she lived in LA, they met in LA, but she was like an actress and model. So she's
beautiful. Yeah, she's a hottie. And your dad is very handsome too, drinking his red wine. And your dad's such a cute, there is so great.
Oh, my dad, he is the funniest person. But I mean, they're great. Who lets, you know, their 31-year-old with 2 kids and husband live in the basement and bring a guy over they've never met before and be like, sure, he can live here. Like, no problem. Like, never questioned it. Not once. And I mean, they are the absolute, I mean, they're the best, you know, like it's hard to move out because I'm like, my kid's going to hang out with their grandparents all the time. I get to hang out with my parents all the time. My dad and Kobe are really, really close. But they loved it. They loved every part of filming. They loved all of it. My dad started getting a bad rep, on a couple of episodes. And then he was like, done. He was like, oh my gosh, like people hate me. Cause he's like, you know, it's like me. He's like the nicest person you will ever meet. He'll give his shirt to you. And, I don't remember what episode, maybe the breastfeeding episode when, you know, he got into our conversation and people, you know, were just kind of dogging on him about that. And every week we'd be like, don't read the comments. Like, he doesn't even have social media. So I'm like, don't read the comments. But then he would go out of his way and like read the comments about himself, you know, and then like get upset. But now America loves him. He just went to Vegas. He drank for free the whole weekend. Like, people were coming up for photos. Yeah. And now he loves it.
I mean, your parents have a very recognizable look. I mean, they really do. You know, they're, and your mother is stunning, so I'm not shocked to hear that. Wait, was she in any movies or modeling, anything back in the day that we would know?
She was in an episode of The Jeffersons.
Okay. Okay.
And just one episode. She was like a background model. He like was cast. I don't know. My dad has it recorded on TV. And every time we filmed, he would make the film crew watch it. It was so funny. He was like, oh, my wife was on a television show. I don't know which one it was. But yeah, she was on one of the, I think a couple of music videos.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So gorgeous. Okay. What for them? You know, I have 1,000 questions. I have to gather my thoughts here. All right, first, because I followed everything. I loved it so much. So it was very interesting. I mean, your parents, you know, there was obviously some drama because you guys were immediately living with your parents, but they did seem like they really liked Kobe from the start. So how did they get to know Kobe? Was it all over just like Zoom and phone calls? Like, did they spend a lot of time kind of getting to know him? So then when he physically came, there was just this backstory, because it did seem like your dad and Kobe were extremely close.
No, they maybe talked a couple of times before Kobe came over.
What?
Yeah, it was like, you know, and what was funny is when I was in China with Kobe, I made a joke with my dad. I'm like, oh, I'm bringing home a baby. And like, I didn't know I was even pregnant yet. Like, it was just this joke that I made. And then we found out. And like, even after I said the joke, Kobe was like, why would you tell them that? Like, don't tell them something like that. And then we found out I was pregnant. And I mean, they talked, you know, it was like, oh, Kobe's on. Oh, hey, Kobe. You know, it wasn't like my dad and Kobe did exchange like emails. Kobe did ask for my hand in marriage, like to my dad, which was really, really sweet.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable, with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes 2 to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
They would make you cry. They're like the sweetest emails. But yeah, no, they only talked maybe like an hour all together before he moved in there.
Wow. Okay. So, oh my God. I mean, that speaks to like how great Kobe is. I mean, because he moved in and your parents seem like they really like him. Like everybody gets along well.
Yeah. Oh no, they get, I mean, Kobe would, if he was here, he'd be like, everybody loves me. But it's true. Like, everybody loves him. Like, I've never introduced him to anybody and they were like, oh my gosh, your husband's so like rude. You know, he's so nice. Like, our whole family is so nice. And I think that's why, like, my parents let him, you know, and I don't have a good track record, obviously. And so for them to be like, oh yeah, he can move in with us, I'm like, wow, okay, first all, you guys are great, like so amazing. And then they met Kobe and they just like fell in love with him. I mean, him and my mom have such a great, like, mother and son. You know, he lost his mom some years ago, and so he just really, really respects her. And my dad, he'll do anything for them. Like, I'm so great, someone who is so great.
Oh my God. I mean, you can just tell. Was there a moment, what for you guys collectively as a family, was there like a favorite moment for you this season? I mean, you guys had some really funny and memorable ones and some interesting conflicts, but was there one collectively as a family you guys were like, oh my God, we loved that episode, or we loved that moment, or that was really funny, or oh my God, we all regret that?
Yeah. Definitely Kobe meeting Coben. You know, we all waited for that for so long. And like, it kind of, like, I was kind of mad because when we had, I text my mom, I'm like, we're on our way. And she's like, Coben didn't nap. And I was like, oh no, like, this isn't going to go very well. But it turned out great, you know. And Kobe the whole time was like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not a crier. I won't cry. And then he just like was, I mean, I don't know if they, I can't remember if they showed all of that scene where he is like literally hyperventilating in the car, like couldn't even get out of the car. And then, you know, we go inside and he just is bawling. Everybody was crying, you know, I mean, you couldn't not cry. And I think that for sure, and probably the wedding, everyone really enjoyed watching the wedding. Our wedding was so much fun.
Oh my God, your wedding was amazing. You know, your pair. Okay, how much do you think your wedding cost? You know, I ask everything on the show. So tell me this, how much did your parents give you for that fabulous wedding?
Okay, so they gave us $10,000 for the wedding.
I remember that.
And then anything after we got back. So we really did try to like cut it down. You know, we only had 30 people at the wedding. So, but boy, I don't know. Probably, I didn't get any money back. I know that.
We spent it all.
I don't know if it was over. I really don't know if it, I mean, I thought from my tracking, it was maybe $7,000, which is, I feel like, a good price for a wedding nowadays, you know?
Yes. Yeah, girl, mine, okay, now I had like 130 people, but I mean, mine was like $55,000. It was insane. It was. Oh. I know. So, yeah. Weddings are very expensive. It was worth every dime. We did the open bar. We did, oh my God, tons of things. But it's expensive. It's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive. I mean, I would have loved to have 150, but, you know, when we filmed, it was like peak of COVID.
Yeah.
So there was no way. I mean, we had all of our guests get COVID tested. We had, you know, like we just wanted it to be as safe as possible for everybody. And it really was just immediate family. And like Kobe had a handful of friends and I had a handful of friends and that was it.
I mean, I fell in love with you when you bought two engagement rings because I did the same thing. I bought like my initial engagement ring, like on my own. I went and picked it. I found it. Like I was just at a jewelry store. I was like, oh my God, I have to have that. I like called my husband. I was like, I'm buying this ring. And then I don't even remember. We ended up actually returning it or exchange. I think because it was like a limited edition final sale, they couldn't size it. So it was too big. So I ended up turning that back in, buying it. Anyway, I could completely relate to that.
Do you have any regrets? America hated that too. They hated that. And I, you know, in my mind, Kobe didn't come with a lot of money and I wanted a ring. Like I wanted a real ring and I had told him that and I had absolutely no problem buying my own ring. You know, I no problem because I'm like, you don't have the money, but I have money saved up, you know, like let me just buy it. And then he ended up buying me one. And I did take that one back. And I do like his so much more. I love the ring he bought me. But I didn't mean it by, you know, I didn't mean it to be mean.
Oh, my God. I loved it. I could completely relate. People are liars that fucking hate on you. We've all done these things. Like, I was, you know, you look at your ring every day. You want to, like, love it. And yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was with you 100%. Okay. So I'm so curious about this. After filming stopped, right? Is that when you guys get pregnant with Scarlett? How did the timeline, because you had Scarlett in October 2021, right?
Yeah, she was born, yeah, October 2021. We got pregnant, I think, it was before the wedding. So it was definitely during filming that I got pregnant.
Right. What am I talking about? Okay, yes. Yeah. What I was talking about is were you disappointed? Because before we found that out, right, on the season of 90 Day Fiancé, you kind of were outed in the blogs. I think you guys had gone to New York. There was a tell-all. And then somebody had snapped a photo of you. I mean, I love that you guys are, like, famous. Like, people are taking paparazzi shots. So was that disappointing to you? Like, you know, that was going to be a big twist for you guys. Was it disappointing that you guys were kind of outed by these bloggers before it was announced?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kept my whole pregnancy a secret. You know, that was nice. I kept her, and at that point, I don't know, 7 months old. So I'm like, I went, you know, over a year of keeping, like, even people in our hometown would see me with her and be like, oh, are you babysitting? Like, I kept it so secret, you know, that people had no idea. And then we went to New York and sure enough, which is so funny because I found that selfie that I'm taking of us that they snapped from behind and I can see the person who took the photo of us in the background. I'm like, oh, there you are. Like, and it's so weird to feel that way that like we were just, you know, it was Karen Guillermo and we, you know, I'm close with everybody. And so is Kobe, but we just were like, let's go get brunch before everybody leaves and take a selfie. And sure enough, someone was behind us.
I know that must have been, and I'm sure, you know, from a production standpoint, they're probably disappointed too. Cause I mean, that was like a huge, you know, that was a big thing of the season. Your parents didn't want you guys to get pregnant. You announce it. It was a spoiler. And so, and who was it? Who was it that took the shot? You think it was it a paparazzi or it was a random fan that recognized you and then goes to the blogs?
Yeah. Well, I think it was a random fan. I mean, from what I could tell, they were just holding like an iPhone, you know, like a camera, whatever, like a phone like that. So I think it was someone who just recognized us. But it's kind of creepy, you know, walking around. And obviously, we're nowhere like the Kardashians or people like that where they're getting photos all the time. But like for us to never have had that happen, like, yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, felt creepy.
And how did you find, I mean, okay, did you find out from the blogs? Like, did it start circulating? Like, people were like, oh my God, I saw this picture of you with your daughter. Like, is that how you found out too?
Oh yeah, I had multiple people send it to me and be like, oh my, you have a daughter, you know? And then someone said it was Karen Guillermo's baby. And, you know, I'm like, what? It doesn't make any sense, but okay. I had a bunch of people send it to me and out me. And then I couldn't respond, you know, I couldn't say anything about it. So I just kind of left them on read and went along with my day.
So tell me how it's like being a mom of two. I mean, your children are beautiful. They just, you know, they have Kobe's like amazing smile. I mean, they're Scarlett is such a doll. Coben's so handsome. I mean, how are you feeling as a mom?
Oh, I mean, it's everything I've literally ever wanted. I've always wanted to be a mom. And I mean, they're the happiest moments of my days. The threes, man, the threes will kill ya. I mean, threes are so much worse than twos. I don't know why people say that. Now he has an attitude and he talks back and he, you know, I mean, he's very sweet. He's so good at school. But I mean, some days it's like, wow. But I mean, I love it. I wouldn't change it for anything. I would stay home with all my 13 children, you know, like I would never... Yeah, I would never wish for anything else. I love it. Scarlett is a doll. I mean, she is, God. She makes me want to have 13 kids. She is so easy. She's like, oh, she's an angel baby. She's so easy.
So what is, you know, we see this very heightened timeline of you guys, you know, and your relationship, and there's so many problems kind of leading up to everybody's marriage. But now that you guys have been married a while, what is the biggest challenge in your relationship? Or do you feel like you and Kobe just like get along very well?
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, we have a lot of problems. I mean, and not anything serious, but you know, I was used to working all the time. Like I was used to, even when Kobe got here, I was still nannying throughout filming. So he would stay with Coben. I nannied all the way up until I had Scarlett. So like I always consistently had money coming in. And so now like, we're married, so we have joint savings and joint checking. And, you know, I love to shop. And I feel too, like yeah. That is it. Oh, gosh,
I know. It's an addiction. And there's just always something new to buy. And, I mean, God, you look so good. I'm going to talk about your weight loss next. And you look amazing. But then isn't it the worst? Like, once you lose weight, you're like, oh, I need so much more shit. You know, it keeps going.
I can't. And most of the stuff is for our kids and Kobe. Oh my gosh. Kobe has so many clothes. I love buying clothes for my husband. He has so many clothes. He doesn't complain when I buy him clothes, but I come home with a couple bags. He's like, how much money did you spend? You know? I know.
They always do that.
They always do that. I'm like, okay, well, you and your freaking Tommy Hilfiger, whatever. No, I shop at Target. So, you know.
The hardest part has been kind of taking on a stay-at-home mom role, like, you know, kind of not having your own money. You're used to that. And that's been a big adjustment for you guys.
Yeah, that's probably our, and it's not even like a, you know, argument or anything like that. But I hate having to explain like, hey, baby, I'm going to take money out of my accounts. So like I'll switch our money from our joint savings, you know, for this. And like we buy the groceries for everybody. So like we'll spend easily $1,000 a month on groceries. I mean, I cook for six people. So easily, you know. That's probably the biggest thing. Or like when he works really late and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God you're home. Like, can you please put the kids to bed? Like it's been a day. You know, but then he doesn't get to see the kids as much. And then he loves to play a game on his phone. Oh my God. It's the worst. Like for my birthday, I'm always like, I don't want you to play the game on your phone. He loves the game. He'll be mad that I mentioned this. He loves the game. And I,
wait, what's the name? What's the name of the game that he's addicted to?
No idea. I have no idea. It has no, what's the word? It doesn't do anything for you. It's like a stupid
mindless game.
Yeah. Oh my. So I'm like, can you? No. That's probably the biggest thing that I get on him about too, is like being on his game. Cause I'm like, I just want you to be present for the like 1 hour you're home before the kids go to bed. Cause I'm pretty strict on like bedtime. And he is, this isn't all the time, but you know, I'll just be like, oh, can you get off your game, please? You know, he doesn't do like the Xbox and stuff like that, but boy, he loves his phone. He loves
Okay. You guys are so hot together. I mean, at the tell-all, you really are. You're like a sexy, you're really a sexy, young, like gorgeous couple. I mean, you, Kiara, like Kara and Guillermo, very hot together. I mean, actually, everybody was super sexy this season, I thought, like really well matched. But at the tell-all, you basically said you guys like weren't having a lot of sex. Like, how's your sex life now? America needs to know.
Oh my gosh, our sex life is almost non-existent. I mean, we're just like, you know, I wake up so early to go to the gym and then he's like working all the time. And like, oh, I'll have to send you what I got him for Valentine's Day last year. It was a cookie cake that said, "Do you want to fuck tonight?" Because it's what we always say. And then it never happens. Like, we always are like, do you want to fuck tonight? And he'll be like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, okay. And then we finally get in bed and we're like, okay, tomorrow. You know, like it just, but we were away for 2 years. So when we had met, sex was, I mean, a lot of our relationship. And, but being away for 2 years and not having it, I'm like, I feel very lucky that I know our relationship doesn't necessarily like, you know, need it, not need it, because it does need it, but it's not bonded because of it, you know?
Yes. I don't know. No, thank you for being honest. I mean, you know, Jovi and Yaro aren't. They were giving me shit because I'm like, my husband and I have sex maybe like twice a week. I mean, you're busy. You have a child. It's like, they were like, that's it? You need to have more. I'm like, I feel like that's a lot. That's like a ton. I mean, once you become.
That's a lot. Yeah. No, I listened to that podcast and I'm like, how do you have sex so much?
Yeah, how are you two fucking all the time? Okay, but wait a minute. I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but I mean, there are a lot of hoes out there. I mean, you were saying these heifers are in Kobe's DMs, right? Are they still in his DMs basically trying to get with him? I mean, I'm putting them all on blast. These ladies need to leave you two alone.
I know. I'm like, we're married with two kids and we live at my parents' house. So good luck. Anyways, no, I don't think they're really after him so much. A lot of it was because they were like, Emily's so rude to you. Marry me for the green card. You know, like that was the major point of it, that I was just so terrible to him that he should leave and marry them for a green card. But look at us now.
I know. Very happy. Okay, tell me about your body journey. I love that you have been so open with it. You know, I think as all of us women struggle, especially after having a baby, to get our body confidence back, to be sexy again. Things definitely shift. So tell me what your relationship is like with your body. You look like you've been losing a lot of weight. Like, how's that going?
When Kobe got here, I was so excited because I'm like, I'm going to lose so much weight by the tell-all. People won't even recognize me. I'm going to look great. And then I got pregnant. So that happened. But yeah, so I just started like, you know, I had lost 80 pounds before I met Kobe. So I kind of just got back into that. I went back to the gym with my trainer, started like tracking my food. I did at-home workouts for a good like 6 months because I didn't really want to go out with a new baby and COVID. You know, I don't know. I'm a freak about that. So once, you know, I got to a certain weight, I'm like, I want to go back to my trainer. So I do. I go to the gym 3 days a week right now. I've lost, since having Scarlett, probably 55 pounds, like since having her.
Wow.
Yeah, but I have another like 40 I'd really like to lose, especially before we get pregnant again and I get to gain it all back. which some days I'm like, why am I even doing this if we're going to have 12 kids? Why am I doing this?
Yeah. I know, right? Why bother? Wait till they're all done. Like, yeah, wait till you have your whole football team. And then, yeah, exactly.
Seriously. I'm like, Kobe, you have no idea. But let me tell you, Kobe's gained a good 30 pounds. So it's fine. But he looks great. I love his dad bod. I tell him that all the time. But he actually has to get ACL surgery. He tore his ACL like 4 years ago in Cameroon. So we just went to the doctor. But anyway, so he always blames it that he can't run anymore, but he also eats for like 12 people. I mean, I have to triple recipes because Kobe eats so much. It's so, like, anytime our family has us come over, they're like, oh, how much food? I'm like, well, count Kobe as like 2.5 because he'll eat, you know.
Oh my
gosh. Multiple servings. But so then I have to go to the gym when Kobe can stay home and watch like the monitor, because I do live with my parents, but I hate being like, mom, can you watch the kids, you know, to go to the gym. So we work that way. So it was like, either have my mom watch my kids and her being annoyed that I ask her to watch them all the time, or I wake up at 4:30 and I go to the gym. Yeah. So that's what I do. And you know, I've lost weight, but right now I'm kind of where I'm building more muscle. So the weight on the scale, like, isn't moving, which kind of gets, you know, upsetting a little bit, because I'm like, oh, I worked so hard. But it'll pay off in the long run. I'd rather build the muscle tone than lose weight immediately and then have it come right back. So doing it the right way, the slow way.
Yes. And, you know, just, yeah.
You look amazing, and you guys just look so happy, and it's so awesome to follow your lives. Talk to me a little bit about the tell-all. The tell-all was, like, you know, very explosive, and of course, since then, you know, there's been a lot of drama about your castmates. What was your read when you were there, especially Even Muhammad, right? I mean, that's played out very publicly. What was your read? Did they seem connected at all at that tell-all, or was it at that point pretty obvious that things were not great? Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
He's an A-plus actor, because I thought, wow, like, even I got back and my parents were like, how are Even Muhammad? I'm like, they're great. You know, we love Muhammad. Kobe was Muhammad's biggest fan. He was like, so out of everybody, he could not wait to meet him.
Wow.
It was shocking. I mean, it was shocking. Now I can see it, obviously. Now I, you know, and I listen to your podcast with the attorney, and I'm like, oh yeah, it all adds up, you know. And Eve and I are good friends. Like, after it all came out, she called me and we talked about it. And it is upsetting, because I thought he really did truly loved her. And, you know, they were all holding hands and lovey-dovey at the tell-all. And even after we all had brunch, like the day after we all got together, and they were so cute. You know, they were holding Scarlett, taking photos. I'm like, oh, they're the cutest couple. So, I mean, yeah, it's obviously upsetting that it didn't work out. We love you so much. So, I mean, I just feel terrible for her to go through that.
You guys seem like you talk to everybody on the cast. I mean, I just saw a picture of Kobe and Jabri. You know, I think I saw you guys too. I don't know. Are you close? So you're close with Mineona and Jabri. Who are you kind of the closest with from the cast?
I mean, I talk to Kara a lot. We talk probably the most. Mineona's just really busy right now with like everything she has going on. I actually have like 7 messages I need to respond back to her right now. But we talk a lot. I don't know. Shida called me last week. You know, Thais and I talk. I don't know. I just talk to everybody. Like I went in and Ari and I are cool. You know, like, yeah, I went in because I thought I was the villain for sure. And I thought everybody was going to hate me, honestly. And, you know, there's obviously parts of the tell-all people you don't get to see the whole day. But we all did really bond. And I set up a brunch the next day with all the cast members who could make it. A couple couldn't. But, yeah, I mean, it was really nice. Patrick and I are cool. Yeah, I mean, we're all cool.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, I mean, thankfully for Bilal, right? I mean, everyone hates Bilal even more. So you're all set for Bilal.
I know. Oh, Bilal. He's so nice. We had a conversation.
Can you tell?
I don't know.
It was. Oh, my God. I interrupted you. But. Tell me what they're, can you tell us what they are like? Because, you know, now they're on Happily Ever After and it's, you know, they just, I feel like the attacks keep coming and oh my God, I mean, people do not want to see them together and they want her to leave and have a baby. I mean, and you know, I don't know if it's how they're portrayed, but they don't seem very connected. I mean, are they in real life knowing them as friends?
I mean, I love them. I adore them. I think they are such a well match for each other, like such a good match for each other because they are so different. And now we didn't get to spend a lot of time with them, but like I said, like Shida called me last week. You know, Bilal and I had talked throughout the season talking about who's gonna, you know, be hated this week a lot. And to me, he's very genuine, you know, and the whole baby and, you know, her age and stuff like that. Like, it's such a topic for America to talk about.
Yes, we love to talk about them. Yes.
Yes. And I don't know. I adore them. I think they're great together. You know, people know us from television, but to know someone in real life is different. You only see, you know, 10 minutes. So together, I love them. Kobe and I keep telling them we're coming to Kansas City to see them. They were at a Chiefs game a couple weeks ago. So jealous. I'm like, we're going to come and go together. You know, I joke with Bilal all the time. I'm like, you guys can watch the kids and Shida and I will go, you know, shopping. He's like, okay, sure. You know, I'm like, I can't take my kids to your house. Is way too clean for my kids.
They're very clean. All right, I have like 2 more questions and then you've been amazing because you'll have to come on again. But have any of your castmates sent you any of their products? You know, Eve is coming out with a skincare line apparently. Mineona has the hair products, the makeup, the beauty. Has anybody sent you, I don't know what Kara's up to. She's always up to something too. Has anybody sent you products?
Yeah. Hey. We're up to something too. It's just not released yet. Oh my gosh. You're going to love it. It is great. No one is going to expect it. Oh, and my dad has something too. Sarah. I'm going to send you one. What? I'm going to send you one.
Wait. Can you give us any teasers? Can, like any category teasers of like what category these things, anything you can reveal?
Oh my gosh. My dad's is so funny. I'm going to send me your address after this. I'm going to send it to you. Any teasers? Okay. My dad and Kobe has coming out a lot of memes.
They have a lot of memes coming out. Like, okay.
No. Like throughout the season, like yep. That's your clue. It has to do with like all the memes of my dad and Kobe.
I know exactly what it is. I'm not going to give it away, though. I know exactly.
Okay. Yes, it's so fun. Oh, my gosh, it's so funny. You're going to die when you see it.
Oh, I think they're launching an NFT company. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. It's the best stocking stuffer ever. It's going to be great. And Kobe and I have something coming out right now exclusively just to men. It will slowly gravitate towards like women as well. Kobe got a lot of talk about this too. I don't know. I can't really give you a good hint without giving it away.
Okay. Well, I want the exclusive when you get ready. When you get ready, you either DM me. We'll do an Instagram live. I want to be the first to announce whatever it is. I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. We'll love it.
Okay. That
I'm
was
going to send one to Schmann.
We're sending one to Schmann. Okay, let's do rapid fire, and then we'll get you out of here because you're a wife, you're a mama. I mean, Lord, you got to cook for 18 people. I mean, we got to get out of here.
I know.
People want to know, is your sister on social media? Where can they follow her if she is?
Yes, she is, but she is very private, so she will not accept you. If you do a little digging on my page, you could find her.
By the way, people also wanted to know, does your sister, because your sister did come off pretty judgmental of you guys and like kind of made it sound like you were lazy and you used your parents. People wanted to know if she was really like that in real life or if that was sort of just what you, the only thing you saw of her.
Oh, my sister, very opposite. I'm so like, do whatever you want with your life. I don't care. She's a bit judgy. She's a bit judgy in the best way though. Like she like tells you how it is, you know, and is like, why would you do that? But yeah, judgy.
Okay. People also want to know, is Kobe still sharing Emily's boobs with Scarlett? Are you still breastfeeding?
Still breastfeeding. Kobe never touches my boobs anymore. So not really. I mean, sometimes he does and I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
We're going to get past that.
I hope the product that you're coming out with is a set of your, like a fake set of boobs for men to play with when their women are breastfeeding. I hope it's that. I hope it's
Oh my gosh. No, but that's great. We should talk about this. We could add that in.
I will co-sign it with you and we'll have it all over the Sarah Fraser show. We should do fake boobs. I'm so all about it. Okay. One last thing. Are we going to see you guys? You guys are currently doing Pillow Talk, right? Okay. Is there anything you can give us away? I mean, I just feel like your parents, your sister, we need to see more of you on TV. Are you guys open to returning for your own series or another series within the 90 Day franchise?
Oh, yeah. No, you will definitely see more of us. I don't know about my sister, but you'll see more of us and my parents for sure.
Oh my God. We can't wait. Okay. We can't wait. Wait. And last question. I said this 20 minutes ago, but I mean at this time. Wait, did we ever reveal what the gift was that your dad gave to Kobe? Was that ever revealed or they've always kept it a secret?
No, they kept it like a little secret. Like I know and my mom knows and then just Kobe and my dad. They really don't want it out there. Just really sweet, you know.
Yes.
It's sweet.
All right, Emily, where can people follow you and Kobe? We adore you. Thank you for being so brave being on. We can't wait to see the products that you have coming out. I loved it. I thought you were truly you and don't let people get to you. I thought you were unapologetic. I mean, so many of us live our lives. You know, we have relationships with our parents like that. So thank you for sharing that. I thought it was awesome.
No, sorry. No, I heard you though. Oh yeah, no worries. You know, I look back, people are like, what's one thing you would have changed? I'm like, gosh, I don't know. Maybe I would have like done my hair or put makeup on or like not wore the same outfit 17 times. But I really was just me, you know, I really was like, they were like, we're coming to film. And I was like, okay, cool. Like I just woke up, so, you know, like whatever. You can follow us on Instagram and baby and Kobe is I think just Kobe. Oh my gosh, I don't know my husband's Instagram. Kobe something, Kobe Blaze maybe.
Yes, I think that's it.
Yeah, and I didn't answer your question, but Miona reached out to sending me a ponytail. Yes, on that. But my look how long. I mean, my hair is so long.
Oh my God, you have amazing. You have insane hair. Like the hair we all want. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's wild. I actually saw a TikTok of a girl who did a video on my hair and was like, and now we're good friends because she's a curl coach. So I was like, can you help me with my curls? And she's been helping me a lot getting getting my curls back to healthy and, you know, beautiful.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with your hair. It's unbelievable. Okay, next time we'll have to talk hair products and so much more. All right, Emily, we love you. Hi to Kobe, hugs to the kids, hugs to your fabulous parents. I want to drink red wine with them so fucking bad.
Come over.
Oh, I've got to get there or you have to come to LA. I mean, I cannot wait to party with the fam.
Oh my gosh, we would love it. We will come just to see you.
All right.
And Shmana.
Got
to see him.
Bye, gorgeous. Thank you.